Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying your evening. We have a special guest. All my guests are special, but this is special because this is an area that is near and dear to my wife and I's heart, and that is travel. Joining us on the phone is Lakeisha Butts. She was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. She's lived in the Atlanta area a little over 7 years as a mother of two, and she has a work-from-home travel business. Good evening, Lakeisha. How are you?
Good evening, Dr. Ross. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine. How are you handling this pandemic?
Dr. Ross, I'm handling it because although we're going through this pandemic and traveling is being affected right now, people are still excited about travel, and also I have my residuals, so that just covers what I've been missing. I'm still getting my weekly residuals.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, you know, on the business side of what you're doing. But before we get into that, how did you get started in the travel business? Share with us your journey from where you are. Where were you living before you moved to Atlanta? You've only been here about 8 years or so, so you're kind of a newbie to the city.
I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, okay, so you moved straight here from Newark, New Jersey. Okay, what brought you to Atlanta?
Well, I've had family that's been here for many years, and they've been pushing me to come, and I finally did it.
You finally bit the bullet. I've got family actually up in Teaneck, New Jersey, and, of course, all up in the New York City area in the Bronx. So how did you get started in the travel business? Share with us your journey from what were you doing prior to the travel business? What were you doing before that?
Well, in New Jersey, I was a teacher's aide for a whole lot of years. And when
okay.
I moved, then I was looking for something, and I was looking for something. And then I ran across my mentor, who I've met and who I've known and met in New Jersey, but we were connected on Facebook. And I reached out to him about the travel business.
Okay. And what attracted you to the travel business? What was the thing that said, hey, listen, if I can make, you know, get travel and make money doing it, hey, this is the business for me.
That's exactly it. I like travel, and I also was very excited about traveling the world and creating generational wealth for my family.
Awesome.
And that was
awesome.
That was my why in the beginning, but my why has changed over time, And now I'm just looking to create a legacy for my family and other people's families, and help people live life on their own terms.
Awesome, awesome.
Through travel.
So what's the advantage? I mean, we talked offline on yesterday. We were talking about the travel. I mean, I've been around for a while, and some people who've been around for a while can remember, and you probably could remember where you used to have to call a travel agent to book a airline ticket, you know. And then over the years, and I don't know when it started, but over the years that morphed into, okay, they got rid of the travel agent part. We're just buying a ticket, where you'd buy a ticket and actually go to a travel agent's office and pick it up, the physical ticket. And all that changed. And then now we have travel agents as, and I guess you call them vacation consultants as well as travel, but mostly because you're not just selling tickets. You know, people can do that on their own, but you're actually selling vacation packages. So what's the advantage of using a travel agent now?
The advantage of using a travel agent now is that you get it allows you to share your passion and educated advice and care and services. Expedia and Travelocity, they're great, but they're only a search engine.
Right. Right, right. And I looked at your website. You've got a search engine on there, too. And so in using a travel agent, because a lot of times when people use a travel agent, are they flying or are they traveling mostly domestically or internationally, or what's the percentage? You've been doing this for a couple of years now. What's the breakdown? How many folks are going overseas versus staying stateside?
People are doing it all. Traveling all over the world. We cover all aspects of travel. We do flights, trains, cruises, cars, hotels. They're doing it all. People are getting their passport and they're leaving the country and traveling internationally. And there are some people that's domestic as well. People are really doing it. It doesn't really even matter. A lot of people just want to travel.
Can you help somebody if they just want to travel by car and say go down to Disney World or Miami or out west or even to New York City or something like that? If they just want to go by car, or does there have to be a flight involved in the mix?
Oh, and no, it doesn't have to be. If they okay with just driving, then that's fine too. We are connected to Thrifty Rent-A-Car and also Dollar Rent-A-Car, so in Hertz. So
okay,
we're connected to them, and they can also get a car and they can drive as well.
Okay, so someone doesn't have to get on a plane in order to use your services in terms of what you're doing. So if someone calls up and says, hey, I want to, you know, travels, you know, well, before we get into that, you had mentioned something I wanted to get to, that what's happening now in the airline? What's going on now? Are people booking flights now during the pandemic, or has it just dried up totally? People are just saying, I'm not going anywhere till this is over. What's going on right now?
Right now in the travel industry, there are people that are booking, but they're booking far out, like later dates. And, you know, it's not as much because I've been to the airport. So there's not a lot of people traveling really at all. But there are some people that are afraid now to go out because of the pandemic. But, however, they are booking far out in advance. Like, I've got a booking that I did for Jamaica in August. You know, they're looking
okay
to go in August.
Well, that's okay. That's good, because, you know, that's August. That's in 3 or 4 months. So people feel comfortable in doing that. I may have to talk to you about Jamaica, because that's one of the spots that I told you before that my wife and I want to go to. And, you know, so right now they're just booking far out, you know, and not necessarily doing anything in the next 30 days or so. So that's kind of, you know, dried up a little bit in terms of people are looking to get going. Is the travel industry rather bracing for an onslaught of folks wanting to go somewhere based on the fact that, you know, they, you know, that eventually we're going to get out of this and that's going to be some pent-up demand? Are they prepared for that or anticipating that?
Yes, they are. They're looking forward to it.
In terms of people getting out, you know, okay, all right. And so what advice, if you're, if someone's coming to you to book a vacation package, what advice would you give them? What is it that you, what are the things that you ask them to be able to help? Do people come to you knowing where they want to go? Like they want to go to Jamaica or Caribbean or Europe or you know, California or Texas or where, or Florida? Do they come with a predetermined destination, or they're looking for ideas based on what they're looking to do when they get there?
That's a really good question. I have some people that kind of want you to pick it for them, and then I have some people who knows exactly where they want to go. So it varies. Sometimes they don't know, and they want you, you know, they want, what do you think? You know, they'll ask me what I think, and, you know, I'll give them some ideas, because a lot of times they'll know that they want to go somewhere tropical, but they won't know exactly where, so I'll give them, you know, a few options.
Okay. And so what's if you are going, let's pick a place right now. Let's say the Caribbean. What's a place you could get a pretty good deal going to the Caribbean right now? What would be a spot? If someone came, say, I want to go to the Caribbean, I want to have some sun, I like to snorkel, I like to swim and all of that, I like to lay out on the beach. What would you, how, what advice would you, do you deal with terms of their budget, or you just say, hey, here's a place that I think would be hot for you, and then let them work it out? How do you deal with that?
I always get a budget, and I always find out if they want insurance. Insurance is very important, and some people are not sure whether that's what they want, so I explain to them what it is.
So when you say insurance, you're talking about travel insurance. Explain that, trip insurance, as they call it, I guess. What is that?
Well, say for instance, you're going on a cruise, Carnival cruise. You're going on a Carnival cruise, and you want to book your trip, you can book it, and you'll get 75% of the money back as long as you let them know within a certain time frame. And once you're telling them, you know, once you're letting them know that, then they'll, you know, they'll get 75% back, but that's better, a lot better than nothing.
So you're saying this, is this just for cruises or for any vacation package?
That's for cruises. There's always something aligned for the other aspects of travel as well.
Okay, so if you, so a cruise, you're gonna get, you'll pay a fee and you'll get 75% of your money back. If you choose some of the other options,
with Carnival,
any options?
With Carnival, let's be clear.
Oh, that's only with Carnival.
I'm sorry. I just want to be clear that it's with Carnival. I don't, you know, Royal Caribbean will probably be different. Celebrity Cruises will probably be different.
Right.
Our other vendors will be different. Yes.
And I would think that now that people, and I don't know what percentage of people get travel, you know, trip insurance, but I would think, you know, based on the things that are happening now, that more people would be more apt to want to do that because of the fact that, you know, no one would have predicted. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, who probably had cruises and stuff booked during spring break and you got Memorial Holiday coming up and things like that, probably didn't think they would need it. But I would think the demand for trip insurance would be increased because of the fact that there's some uncertainty out there, and that's been exacerbated with this pandemic. Do you think that would be the case?
Yes, because I've had a client that has talked to me, and he booked with one of those search engines, and he wasn't able to get much back. And when I started booking for him, then he told me no, but I let him know the difference in the price when I checked it out for him, and he accepted the insurance, and he was happy that I did it.
Right. Yeah, I would think that nowadays that getting you know, getting insurance would be a major concern for most people, to make sure that, you know, something happens, if they don't get all of their money back, at least a good portion of it. And I think that's right. That's important. Is there any particular specialty that you have? I mean, I would think some travel agents might specialize in Europe or the Caribbean or domestic or Africa. I mean, is there any particular specialty you have in terms of travel is concerned?
It's all based on the time of year. The time of year and the destination in itself, and also it'll be like, you mean as an outsider, because as an insider, there's always deals for us.
Okay. Well, I guess I was saying that if there's a specialty, in other words, is that, you know, you have more knowledge about a certain area, because the world is big, I'm just saying, and that, you know, there may be a specialty that you may have. Maybe you specialize in cruises, or, you know, that's all. But you're saying that you're a jack of all trades. You can pretty much have knowledge about wherever somebody might want to travel.
Myself, I'm still learning. I'm
okay.
Still learning. I know a great deal, but I'm still learning.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we want to talk about the business side of what it is that you do. In other words, how you make money and how other people can make money doing what you're doing, working from home. All right?
Can parents with different attitudes about finances raise money-smart kids? Find out on today's Your Personal Finance.
Chrysler 300M presents an original composition by Dr. Sonia Sanchez and Mr. Eric Benet.
Perfection in an imperfect world.
I hear you whispering my name in the wind. Go on with your high energy self.
300M.
I feel you rounding these curves, bringing your rhythm of life to the road.
Perfection in an imperfect world.
You bring speed and beauty. You bring the future and the past. I say, wake up, world.
Perfection.
And let this new day come in.
300 in.
The best place for kids to learn about money is at home. But according to surveys, youngsters in the U.S. are embarrassingly uninformed. What makes money a taboo subject in many households? Apparently, it's the emotional debates parents often have about it. But mothers and dads should agree on this. It's important to get an early start teaching your children basic financial concepts. To help your kids, divide money management into four basic areas: earning, spending, saving, and borrowing. In your daily routines, while you bank, pump gas, or discuss family vacations, use every opportunity to give clear, practical examples of these principles. As your kids grow, so should their financial lessons and responsibilities. For Your Personal Finance, I'm Charles Ross.
And we're back with talking with Makisha Butts. She is a travel consultant. And do they call you guys travel agents? Is that what you prefer to be called? Or
some do, but we're much bigger than that. This is a big.
So what do they prefer to be called? I mean, I say travel agent. I'm a travel consultant. I mean, but
consultant is good, or travel professional.
Travel professional. Okay. So let's talk about the money side, you know. So obviously you love to travel, and you got into this because of that, but also you got into it to make money. So give us a breakdown on how you make money booking somebody. Give us an example of something that I guess a package, and how much money you could make off of that package.
Okay. We get 70 to, we have the ability to earn between 70 to 80% of all commissions paid on any and all travel booked through our website.
Okay. So commissions, okay. What's a range of commissions you will get with as far as a percent is concerned?
Well, one of my partners booked a cabin for someone's church, and she booked 400 room cabin, and she received a $75,000 commission. So, you know, it could be very lucrative.
Okay, now that's on the high side, 400 rooms, and I'm assuming that's that's probably about 100. She's 100. I don't know how much each room costs, but what percentage of a normally, because she's booking mostly what, hotels or cabins or whatever. So what is that? What type
cabins
of
cabins for a cruise?
Excuse me.
For a cruise cabin.
Oh, cabins. Okay. Cabin. For a cruise. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's, oh wow. Okay. So in other words, when you say cabin, whatever they were there for 3 days, a 4 day, 5 day cruise, whatever that cabin costs, she did 400 of those.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that 75,000 that came in, what percentage of the total booking was that? Because that had to be, in hundreds of thousands of dollars, I would think.
Let's see, that was...
Well, just typically, it doesn't have to be this deal, any deal. I mean, if you book a, let's say you book a $3,000 vacation for somebody to, airfare, hotel, and so forth. Is it vary based on the airlines have give you a certain percentage as hotels, or do you get a set commission from the whole package?
It's a set commission. I booked with Apple Vacations for one of my clients, and their package was $2,832.48, and my commission, commissions total to, let's see, I'm sorry about that.
Well, just in general, it doesn't have to be just a range. It doesn't have to be exact. I mean, you go in there, if you book something. So you're saying that if you book something with airfare, hotel, which is mainly the things you're going to do, do you get a separate commission from the hotel, a separate commission from the airline, or you just get one total commission for the whole package?
Oh, okay. Yeah. When there's hotel, there's actually more commissions paid out for hotel. You don't get commissions for flights. We don't get that. Flights are different.
So if you book somebody on a let's say, well, you had mentioned Jamaica, for a flight to Jamaica plus hotel, you don't get anything, a commission for the flight. Everything is more based on the hotel then. Is that what you're saying?
The hotel package, yes.
And so what typically do they pay out? Or does it change, does it vary based on the hotel that you're booking it through?
Well, it's the hotel that you're booking it through, and also if they get a rental car, you get paid out commissions on that as well. And so, yeah, so yeah,
so
you get paid on a I'm sorry.
But what percentage? I mean, I'm assuming some people might want to do what you're doing, you know, and they're trying to figure out, you know, okay, if I book somebody for the Jamaica for, let's say, $3,000, including hotel, whatever the hotel might be, what do the hotel commissions generally run? I mean, are they, you know, 10%, 5%, 20%?
Okay, well, it's all dependent upon who you book through, because we have different vendors. And so if you booking it straight through the IntelliTravel vendor, then there's 70 to 80% commissions paid on every booking.
So if you book somebody for a $3,000 vacation through your company, then you get 70% of what you booked, or 70% of
yes.
the commission?
Yes. I'll get 70%, and IntelliTravel will get 30%.
Oh, okay. Of what? Of the commission? Of what?
Of the commissions paid. 70%
okay.
commissions paid. 80% for IntelliTravel commissions paid for them through my website.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. But what percent is that? You're getting 70% of a certain percent. I mean, if someone books a package for $3,000, okay, then you get a commission that the customer doesn't pay, but you get a commission from the hotel. And typically, you know, what would that be? I mean, what have you done in the past? I mean, you don't have to speculate. Just such a range of what that might be.
Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, okay. Do you want to know figures? Like, what is
yeah, well, no, just if any example, if you book a vacation package, you say you don't get anything on the airfare, but it's a $3,000 package. I don't know what percentage is going to be the hotel. Let's say the hotel is
$1,000. Oh, no, I'm talking about altogether, 70% commissions paid to the agent, to the travel professional.
Yeah, but I mean,
so I'm talking about all together.
Right, but what I'm saying is that if you book something for $3,000, they pay $3,000, then the hotel is going to give you 70% of that back. Is that what you're saying? That's, you know, that'd be a lot. That'd be, you know, $2,100, something like that, right? Wouldn't it be
70%?
70%
commission. So,
but what I get, I hear you saying 70% of a commission, but what is the commission? I guess people are trying to figure, because people can do what you're doing, right? They could, you know, I guess sign up with IntelliTravel and be a travel agent or travel consultant like you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so I guess if I'm listening to this, I'm trying to determine whether, hey, you know, should I do this? And I guess one of the things that people in their analysis try to figure out is, okay, how much money can I make doing this? You know, like if you were selling insurance, there's commissions for insurance, or if you, you know, work for a car dealer or anything, you know, what kind of percentage can you count on, and how many of those you'd have to, you know, doing the math of how many of those you'd have to, you know, do to be able to, you know, to make a living.
10 to 20%.
Okay. So on a $3,000, let's do the math for a second. Let's make it real simple. So on a $3,000 vacation, and let's say you qualify for a 10% commission, that's $300. And so if I hear you correctly, you're saying out of that $300, you get 70%, and then IntelliTravel gets the rest, the other 30%. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 50% for hotel booking.
Right. Okay. So that's not bad. So the question that I guess people have to ask themselves, or I'm sure you ask, is, okay, well, how many of those do I have to do, you know, every week? You know, if you're looking at, 10%, $300, and then you get, you know, 70% of that, and that's about $210. So then you'd have to ask yourself, okay, if I did five of those a week, that's about $1,000. That's about $50,000 a year. Okay, that's not a bad living, is it?
Not at all.
No. Okay. And do you do this full time?
Do I? Oh yes, I'm full time. I'm full time.
You do this full time. Okay.
But,
all right.
Yes.
So people could do this part time, right?
Yes, it's definitely set up for people that have income and want to build their own business when they come home and work part time, maybe 4 to 6 hours.
They could do it on a part time basis. And so if you're doing it on a part time basis, well, let's go back up for a second. So now we know that if you book hotels, you're not going to get anything for the flight. So you've got to have, if someone calls you, wants to do a flight, you're like, hey, you're on your own, go do that on my website, you know, good luck. But if you got hotel and car and other stuff, hey, then I can help you out. And so in doing that, is there a cost to get in? I mean, you know, how much you could, what I wanted to talk about is that, how do you market your business? How do you find customers, I guess?
I market a lot online, and I market to family and friends.
Okay.
Anybody in your world, you can market to.
Okay. So basically, you do social media, so the cost is not that much for advertising, you know. So you're mainly doing social media to get
customers.
I have
business cards as well. I talk to people. I have business cards as well.
Okay,
yeah.
But you don't go out and I guess or can you? I guess you can go out and buy advertising to get people, because I don't hear. I'm not going to say that I'm tuned into all of that. Travel agents, you know, that are, you know, soliciting business and things like that. So, but that's what you do online through social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, I guess, and some of the others. Okay. So what's the cost to get in? So if someone wanted to do what you're doing, what do they got to come up with? What's the initial investment to do this? And what do you get for that?
Okay. Well, we have a couple of different options. $19.90 to get started on the marketing side, the world of e-commerce with Planet Marketing and IntelliTravel. You get a website with Planet Marketing. You get a website with IntelliTravel.
Okay. So you're saying it's you said $19.90, or is that $1,990?
Yes. No, $199.90. And then $19.95. It's $19.95 for the e-commerce business side of it, and it's $179.95 to be a travel agent.
Okay, so $199. So you're looking at roughly, if you do everything, about
$200.
Well, you said $199,
$200.
And then ongoing is $19.95, and then you said $179.95 is another cost, and that cost is for what? I mean, the $199 is.
So $199.90 is the total cost. The $19.95 is the business side, where you can create and work with network with like-minded people, such as yourself, and from $179.95, that's when you can open up your travel business. So altogether, that's a total of $199.90, roughly $200 to get started.
Okay, so $200 you're in, and are there any ongoing costs? You said that you have to have any monthly costs associated?
Yes, for the travel side, it's $39.95. And for the business side, it's $19.95 a month.
So you're looking at roughly about another $60 a month.
$60 a month, yes.
Yeah, okay, to keep it going. All right. So in terms of have you ever been an entrepreneur, did anything in terms of business for yourself before? Is this the first foray into being self-employed?
Well, I'm... always dibbled and dabbled in entrepreneurship as in my younger years. I mean, my dad always owned businesses, so I used to help him and work with him. And growing up, I, you know, always had little things that I've done on the side to create extra income. So I'm not brand new to this, but this is different than all the other things that I've ever done.
And so at what point did you say, I'm quitting my job and I'm doing this full time? What helped you make that decision? Because I'm assuming that you started out doing this on a part-time basis. Is that correct?
No, I was always full-time.
Oh,
I was
so
always
you...
full-time. Because once I moved, I never found anything else to do. I never worked any other job. And so after a period of time, I just got tired of not doing anything. And so I got signed up with Planet Marketing and IntelliTravel.
Got it. So you never had to make that decision about leaving a job and doing this on a full-time basis. What was that like? I mean, how did you feel about that? Were you a little afraid? Were you like, oh, no, I can do this? Or what was your thoughts going into when you had to plop down the $200 and get going?
At first, a couple of years ahead of time is when I reached out to my mentor, and when I found out what he was doing, I said, oh, no, I can't, you know, there was fear. There was fear there. There was definitely fear. But over time, like a good 2 years later, circumstances started changing, and it's just a light bulb went off, like, I should do this. And, you know, I had kind of been watching him and seeing some of the things that he was doing, and I decided that, yeah, I'm going to take a leap.
Great. So if folks want to check out your business, how can they find you?
I'm with travelwithmakeisha.com. That's my search engine for IntelliTravel. And if you wanted to look at my Planet Marketing website, that's www.planetmarketing.com/mbutts. And also, you can find me on Facebook at Makeisha Butts and Instagram as well, Travel with Makeisha on Instagram.
Great. Thank you so much, Makeisha. Much success for you in your travel business, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, Dr. Ross.
All right. Take care now. Yeah, travel is one of those things, you know, and it's one of those businesses that you can, you know, do from home, because, you know, folks are not coming, you know, to your office to pick up travel documents. I mean, they can, but obviously everything now is, you know, online. So, you know, you get your itinerary and all that kind of stuff. You know, so the internet and computers and definitely cell phones with internet access has changed the business of traveling, among others. You know, one of the places my wife and I are looking to go is going to Jamaica. We've both been, but we want to go and together. And the prices, woo! I think last night we looked, and I think Delta came down to about maybe $500 round trip. And I remember when they had Jamaica Air? Air Jamaica, yeah, that was it. And, you know, they had a lock on that. You know, other carriers just couldn't compete with them. But I think they went out of business, so got bought out. And, of course, now, you know, it's very expensive to go to Jamaica. Hotels, if you go all-inclusive, that's what costs the most. The hotels are $400 or $500 a night. Woo, you know, so... it gets pretty expensive, you know, to go to Jamaica these days, you know. So, but I think a lot of people, once this pandemic is over, are going to be looking for, you know, a place, you know, to, you know, park themselves by the beach. I know, you know, we love the beach. You know, we love to just look. You know, yesterday during my little foray out of the house, went to a park and just sat in the car and read and There's a nice breeze going, and all I needed was I started to play one of those soundtracks that have, you know, a recording of waves crashing on the reef. But I was afraid if I did that, I'd fall asleep. Well, we get ready to go. If you have a question about travel or about anything on personal finance, 516-387-1554 is our phone number. We're going to play another segment of Your Personal Finance, one of my vignettes, and then we'll be back.
Can parents with different attitudes about finances raise money-smart kids? Find out on today's Your Personal Finance.
Chrysler 300M presents an original composition by Dr. Sonia Sanchez and Mr. Eric Benet.
Perfection in an imperfect world.
I hear you whispering my name in the wind. Go on with your high energy self.
300.
Bringing your rhythm of life to the road.
Perfection in an imperfect world.
You bring speed and beauty. You bring the future and the past. I say, wake up, world.
Perfection.
And let this new day come in.
300 in.
The best place for kids to learn about money is at home. But according to surveys, youngsters in the U.S. are embarrassingly uninformed. What makes money a taboo subject in many households? Apparently, it's the emotional debates parents often have about it. But mothers and dads should agree on this. It's important to get an early start teaching your children basic financial concepts. To help your kids, divide money management into four basic areas: earning, spending, saving, and borrowing. In your daily routines, while you bank, pump gas, or discuss family vacations, use every opportunity to give clear, practical examples of these principles. As your kids grow, so should their financial lessons and responsibilities. For Your Personal Finance, I'm Charles Ross.
And this brings us to a conclusion of another segment of Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross. Really enjoying having a time to uncover some opportunities. Hopefully, if you are at home, as I have said on a number of occasions, since all of us now around the world and definitely around the country and definitely in Georgia for the most part are sheltered in place and have limited movement, is that if you don't come out of this pandemic with a new skill, more knowledge, or side hustle, and you always complain about not having enough time, no, it's not that you didn't have enough time. You did not have enough discipline. That's real talk. So thank you so much for another opportunity to be a part of your day. And always, you can reach me at charlesross@outlook.com.
Money, money, money.